Small business owners are always passionate about their work, and they have a lot on the line. Let Verizon help champion your small business dream. Whether you own a small business, are scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Take advantage of special offers and deals during Verizon Small Business Days and get more for your business. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/smallbusiness. Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. There's this 80s movie that I have a real soft spot for. I saw it in the theater, in fact. Now I get to show it to my kids. It's a good one, which is a good thing, because when your kids like a movie, you end up watching it over and over again. It's called The Neverending Story.
The Neverending Story? What's that?
The Neverending Story is a tale of a boy adventurer named... He and his luck dragon named are trying to save the world from the onslaught of a terrible force called
Look Atreo, the Nothing!
But this story also takes place inside of a book that's being read by a present-day boy, a boy named
Bastion.
Pretty much all the dialogue in the movie is written with exclamation points. Anyway, so Bastion the reader realizes that he is actually written into the story, and it's up to him to save the storybook world.
Maybe he doesn't know what he has to do!
What do I have to do?
Bastion winds up defeating the Nothing, spoiler alert, by giving the Empress of the fantasy world a new name.
He has to give me a new name. He's already chosen it. He just has to call it out.
It's really hard to hear, but he names her Moonchild there. I didn't know that for like 20 years. The power of one child's imagination saves an entire world. Seriously, it's a great movie. Anyway, there is a reason why I'm telling you this story. I want you to hold on to that idea that a name can defeat a nothing. Okay, with that in mind, here's our producer, Sam Greenspan.
Hey, Roman.
All right, everyone in listener land. Names versus... Nothings.
When I was a kid growing up in South Florida, there was this beautiful green place where I always wanted to go play. It looked perfect for a kid to run around and throw a ball. It was a flat mowed lawn that just stretched into infinity. But my parents wouldn't ever take me there.
Yeah, but with good reason.
It was inside of a giant highway interchange. My 5-year-old self would never have been able to convince my parents that this would be a good place to play, because no responsible parent takes their kid to play catch off the side of I-95. But I don't think I would even have known how to ask them to take me there, because this place isn't really anywhere that we think of as being a place. There's no name for it.
Let's call it a nothing.
As a kid, I couldn't look away from these perfect grassy areas. But as I grew up and became a driver, I learned to ignore them like everyone else.
So what happens when you give that nothing a name?
That's totally what I'm doing, giving things a name.
So this is my friend Graham.
My name is Graham Carell Allen.
Graham's an artist in Baltimore, and he has this project where he's trying to categorize and classify all the different kinds of invisible public spaces that we overlook. He published a field guide for how to spot them. It's part of a bigger project called New Public Sites.
New Public Sites is, it's an investigation into some of the invisible sites and overlooked features of our everyday public spaces within cities that are not traditionally framed as public space. It's important to name these places because by giving these places succinct and fun and poetic names, we can help start a discourse about our public spaces and how we want to envision them for the future. I'm reminded of the never-ending story. Bastion, you must give me a name.
Call my name.
See?
Graham gives these tours where he puts this language to use, describing incredibly boring pieces of the Baltimore landscape.
This is the first site along the tour, and here we have a void. I remember the building that used to stand here. It was painted blue. Passing through it, you can imagine how us as ghosts, should the building be standing here, would have to actually be invisible to pass through these walls, and now it's the reverse. The building is the ghost, and we're passing through its walls.
So Graham is really giving a tour of a vacant lot.
Vacant lot is one way to put it, but notice what Graham called it.
A void.
And if you pull up his book that Graham published, sort of a field guide to these new public sites, you'll see... All right, hang on. Okay, I don't have the book handy, but here it is as a PDF. I'm going to do Command-F, V-O-I-D. Okay, page 14. Void. A framed open space imbued with the psychic presence of a former mass...
And or the profound immersion of seductively infinite nothingness.
That certainly is a something. To find out more about these invisible public spaces, Graham and Sam rode bikes to the edge of East Baltimore to look at a few, like the one Sam pined for as a kid.
It looks like there's a small parting that we can actually see through. Right now we're at the foot of a small embankment that's probably 15 feet tall or so. We're gonna walk up to the edge of this embankment and meet a low-lying concrete wall that will safely separate us from the cloverleaf of traffic. Right beyond this this on-ramp onto, we'll be able to hopefully actually look into a freeway eddy. So let's do that right now. Darting across the street during a huge lull in traffic.
So we're looking at, there's this curved highway exit ramp coming in front of us, and it's maybe about 15 feet, 20 feet ahead of us. There's kind of this, almost like a wilderness area. Fenced in, there's no trespassing by Maryland Transportation Authority.
Correct.
With the invisible public space in sight, Graham turns to his field manual.
Freeway eddy, an interstitial fragment of space between intersecting curves of highway pavement.
And there you have it. That grassy non-place I'd always wanted to hang out in as a kid now has a name, a freeway eddy.
Graham's field guide to new public sites is full of new identities for these kind of places.
So here we have Median Refuge, a liminal zone of linear respite between parallels of churning traffic. Enlightened elevation, supple terrain providing the ideal incline from which one may gaze from a wise viewing distance.
Monumental isolation.
Big loose parts, movable materials that invite playful reconfiguration. It is actually an architectural term. Big loose parts. It's a pretty fun sounding term if you ask me.
Parallax of transit.
Triangle crossing. A three-sided concrete platform or asphalt zone providing solace for street crossing pedestrians.
I don't see too many pedestrians.
We have aural saturation. The overwhelming occupation of a surrounding soundscape by sight-generated droning noise. Median Refuge, a liminal
pause of restraint.
Empty signifier, a post or pole absent of its original sign and or meaning.
Seer's Node, Soil Horizon.
If there's a common theme connecting these sites, it's that they're mostly the empty, leftover spaces from car-centered city planning. And it's an odd celebration of these nothing places. Listen to how Graham describes them.
Beauty that one can enjoy. Spectacular and sublime. Quite beautiful. This is a really beautiful spot. We're actually standing right now in a long strip of sunlight that is created by the space between these two elevated highways. We're at the Chinatown bus stop across the street from the Baltimore Travel Plaza, miles outside of the city. Perhaps the most unglamorous way to enter Baltimore, and yet it's a gateway for hundreds a week And it's a quite beautiful space. What we're
here's where I got to draw the line, Graham, because there's some trees, there's some birds, you know, there's, I guess, some intent of landscaping this area around here. But, I mean, it's basically a big parking lot with some trucks with diesel gas across the street. There's a subway. There's a bus stop. What are your grounds for calling this beautiful?
Let's be clear here. You can call that grassy patch off the highway a freeway eddy all you want, but I'm not going to take my kids to play ball in one. A highway exit ramp, by any other name, is still just as unattractive and dangerous.
This is beautiful because it's a space that's shared by so many, and yet it was completely undesigned. This space was designed as a parking lot, and it's become this huge nexus for people coming in and out of Baltimore. And so it's not necessarily what it looks like. It's more about what it represents.
Yeah, there's no denying that the experience of being in these new public sites is actually pretty terrible. But for Graham, the beauty is in their potential.
Sometimes everyday unremarkable spaces can become something more simply by virtue of people being there.
It's worth noting here that Zuccotti Park in New York City, the birthplace of the Occupy movement, was a privately owned space and not a public park. So if your goal is finding new spaces for engaged democracy to happen, as it is for Graham, then you need a way to redefine the places in your neighborhood where that kind of activity can happen.
And I think that's important, not to fetishize public spaces as only existing in town squares or Yosemite or Yellowstone or something like this. Not just the National Mall in D.C., for example, but any place. Our everyday public spaces, you know, the spaces that we all share, it's everywhere and we all have access to it. These spaces are the places where this happens. It doesn't just happen over the internet. It happens in physical spaces. New public sites are these physical spaces that we can appropriate, that we can make our own. If it's only for a temporary, you know, demonstration, then so be it. But maybe it's for a farmer's market. Maybe it's for a community garden. Maybe it's simply for a playground or a place where we need to add a few benches to make it a better bus stop. But nevertheless, there's potential there, and by giving it a name and by starting that conversation, we can kind of get these ideas moving into reality.
So it all comes back to a name against a nothing. When you give a nothing a name, you can reimagine it as a something.
If we can create terms for these otherwise invisible experiences and places and things that we all share, that we all of us share in these public spaces, these new public sites, then it's a starting point. It's a starting point for that conversation. By giving it a term, we can then talk about it, and we all know what we're talking about. Then that's the first step. The second step is envisioning, okay, well, how does this need to be improved? And the third step is, how do we do that?
The naming is where it starts. I don't know if I'd name anything Moonchild, though. "99% Invisible" was produced this week by Sam Greenspan with help from me, Roman Mars. It's a project of KALW 91.7 Local Public Radio in San Francisco and the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up as the day gets longer and spring is sprung. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/invisible today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/invisible.
Hold up.
ARCO believes in delightful design for every home. And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too. Everyone who's listened to this show for years knows how in the bag I am for ARCO furniture. I love it. I have a ton of it in my home. But our sound engineer, Martin Gonzalez, just redid his whole living room with ARCO. He sent me a picture, and it was almost comical how much ARCO furniture he stuffed into his Brooklyn apartment. So I'm going to let him tell you what he thinks.
I'm sitting here enjoying my brand new ARCO living room set. I replaced my junky, free and Craigslisted furniture with a very nice set from the Senni collection. I got a sofa, love seat, and chair, all in matching volcanic gray. Were delivered right to my door. All I did was pop open the boxes and screw some legs on. I am so much more excited to have people over now that I'm not embarrassed at my furniture. I did, in fact, use this offer code that Rowan is about to tell you.
ARCO is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit ARCO.com/99, and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's ARCO.com/99 for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. 99% Invisible is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. Get started with one of Squarespace's professional website templates with designs for every category and use case, then customize your look, update the content, add features to fit your unique needs. I made my website, RomanMars.com, so long ago. I built it with Squarespace tools. It was so simple. I followed a good template. I customized it a little bit, add some social media stuff, and people get in touch with me for that website. It's perfect for my needs. Head to Squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to Squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So my wife and I wanted to take a couple of the kids to see Taylor Swift in concert. We signed in with pre-sale fan codes and logged in on separate devices, each going after a different venue. And then we got bounced out of different venues. And then she managed to get tickets in Minneapolis. So when you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/99. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
You can find the show and like the show on Facebook. I tweet at Roman Mars. To find out more about Graham's project and his mobile app, which will help you identify and even make up new names for your new public sites in your own backyard, check out our website. It's 99%invisible.org.
Radiotopia.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.